Personnel Committee meeting, March 3rd, 2026. It's 10 a.m., and this is a call to order. Do we have a public? No, we have no public. Travis is here today, John Merchant, myself, Amelia, and Diane. So, General Manager update, discussion item, and there's four items underneath that. Let's talk about the bids for recruitment. Diane, you want to give us a heads up on that?
So basically, Patrick shared five different companies, and so I reached out to all five of them. And as the time that this was put together, we had two companies, HR2Go and Heckman. And then I gave y'all this morning the third company.
It's
Ralph Anderson and Associates.
Right.
So going through, obviously the district staff recommend that the board approve the hiring of a professional recruiting agency to assist with the recruitment and selection process for the general manager. The district is currently facing a vacancy in the general manager position. Given the evolving nature of the district, transitioning from a small district to a more urbanized community, the scope and complexity of the GM role require a highly qualified and experienced candidate. The general manager is responsible for planning, directing, and coordinating all district operations, overseeing financial activities, and implementing board policies under the guidance of the board director. This position is critical to ensure operational stability, strategic leadership, and continued service excellence to the community. To attract the most qualified candidates and conduct a thorough competitive recruitment process, staff propose hiring a recruiting agency with demonstrated experience in placing executive leadership in special districts, particularly those transitioning from small to urban. So with that being said, there's two proposals, Heckman and McKinney. With the staff recommends Heckman and McKinney based on their proven success in recruiting the right candidates for the public for public agencies, including small districts that provide water and sewer utility services, and their strong dedication to the public sector. Their proposal outlines a detailed step-by-step recruitment process designed to identify the best possible match for the district. Peckham and McKinney also understand the importance of collaborating closely with the board and look forward to meeting individually with each board member to gain insight into the qualities and priorities that are most important to them. So they will basically spend their time working with individually together, really hearing what y'all have to say to find that right person. And I thought that was really strong with them. And their experience, obviously, is in small districts. And so in their proposal, they do have a breakdown. So they're looking at 3 months. And
that's not too bad.
HR2Go is $250 an hour. She told us basically about $5,000. We do all the work. They just guide us. And I think from past experiences with GMs, you probably want someone else to do all of the work.
Yes.
Am I just off the top of my head, was the... They're Perkins or Peckham?
Peckham.
Wait, was it 27?
It's 27.5.
Yeah, okay.
And it's the payments would be broken into thirds.
Okay.
For reference, we spent 20 with MRG when we recruited our last general manager.
Yeah, so we should have spent another seven.
Another seven would have got us better quality.
You're over there. You're not. He's reading my mind.
Yeah.
But Yeah, and the third one we just got, but I have to tell you, you know, and we were talking about it informally a few minutes ago. They've done work in some interesting places, particularly Los Altos Hills. Mm-hmm. And I told you, if you can satisfy those people, you can satisfy anybody. I'm kind of all in on what I read there. Mm-hmm. I like the collaboration bit. Yeah.
Yes.
And they immediately, I received that proposal spot on time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas. Okay, so is it the committee's wishes to move Peck, we have to learn how to say their name, to the board?
Yes. I think so, yeah.
And I just, for myself, in looking at all this stuff, I was really impressed with how well they fit with us.
It does seem like this could be a match made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to move that to the board for approval.
Thank you.
Okay. And thanks for all your work.
My pleasure.
Okay. The revised general manager job description. I just want to tell the little story. After we finished the board meeting last month, February, Cecilia pointed out a few things in the job description that didn't fit with what we're doing now, and I started thinking about it, and then I realized that we were voted in December, or put in December of 2018, and then we started our terms, you know, basically then, so it was 2019, and before anything happened in that time frame, in 2018, did not have a finance department. We had a controller, and we had a bookkeeper, and that was our finance department. And so, when it came time to do budgets, the person who had to oversee all of that, since we didn't have finance people that were tremendously well versed in that area, the general manager had to take over and make sure that everything got done and happened. And now things are different. We have a competent finance department manager, and so we made some corrections because she is in charge of all this stuff, and we're going to just take a couple things out of this under essential duties, and we reworked it. You have a copy?
Yeah. No, I read it. I'm fine with it.
You're okay with it? Okay.
I'm fine with it. The other thing, too, that we kind of compensated through the years with this, keep in mind that when Darlene became the general manager, Darlene had previously been
the controller.
The controller. Yeah. But when we're talking with Darlene, we were talking controller at a level up here, and then we had, you know, some college graduate one-year job experience down here that was a controller.
Yeah.
Right.
Cindy, scary. Can't remember her name.
No, Cindy came later. No, but you had Eric.
We had Eric too. Yeah,
Thompson. Wow. Eric.
Okay.
Okay.
Enough said.
So that makes sense.
That's why it happened. And then the other thing I just wanted to comment on about that 65050 code. I looked up the 61240, and it basically, I think Patrick said that it doesn't exist anymore, and it had absolutely no relevance. But there again, I think it was because of when this job description was written. And there's two codes now that that we need to pay attention to. 65050 is specifically for general managers, and 65051 is for the board. And so that's the codes we have to live by.
Okay.
Okay? Otherwise, I think this is great, and I hope we can go forward with it, and I hope we can work together with Peckham and make it happen.
And I think by the way they describe their process, we can just drop this job description in their lap,
mm-hmm.
and then they will take care of vetting it out in terms of identifying the kind of candidate we need to fill the position.
And they're going to talk to us.
Yeah, we're not going to have to write.
They're going to talk to you.
We're not going to have to write a synopsis per se of what we feel should be going on. They're going to have meetings with us. Okay.
They're going to take it over, and then it can remain, because if it's here, it's going to be, I mean,
not professional.
Well, it's going to be biased too, no matter what. It's going to be biased.
And
that's the best. I'm so
and happy. I would assume by that they mean one-on-one meetings. I don't want some big kumbaya meeting of five people with them.
No.
He said they would be meeting with each board member independently.
That's great.
To get what they are looking for to put this whole package together.
Right.
And then during the interviews, they will be, you know, again, reaching out. They will be here when the interviews are when the big interview is happening, and to get your personal feedbacks, so they will be on site quite a bit.
Great. Okay.
That's awesome.
And I have two things I want to add. First of all, I am so grateful to have Diane here, because I was able to just go take this, and she's done every bit of this process. So
that's
I'm
great.
Very appreciative of that. And secondly, have we talked about, or would you ask them about, well, would the board like to have these peer interviews where we invite a general manager from another organization to come? Linda's...
let's not make this more complicated than it already is.
What I think we now could do is put those questions forward to these folks and ask them. The other quite popular selection process now, when you say peer review or subordinate review.
I mean, I'm talking about where they have general managers and leaders
from other
special districts, et cetera, come over.
Well, it just seems
a reason to buy your buddy lunch.
Yeah.
No,
I don't. And, you know, I've been to too many RWA meetings to to know that everybody's there to get 2 hours and a free lunch.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
It's not a bad idea. I don't think it's something that we need to do.
Okay.
Anyway, we should ask them.
Okay.
We can... I mean, when we get the process going and they develop some kind of schedule or, you know, how they want to work this.
Well, they'll definitely have, you know, feelings and advice and suggestions about that.
Okay.
I think that one of the things about doing that type of peer review, whatever we want to call it, is that every district, when I went to that years ago, when I went to the CSDA training thing, you talk to a lot of people from a lot of places. Everything is different, no matter where, you know. You can have the same title, but it's a different place and a different situation. And I think we need to really focus on our situation and our needs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not that we can't learn stuff, but...
We're paying them $27,500. I think they've been doing this. We should just let them take the lead
and we follow.
And then we just go from there. That's just my recommendation.
Right.
No, I think that's a good suggestion.
I handed these out. I can give you two. I just put this together. It's what I'm going to probably want to talk to them about. My ideas about understanding what the general manager and the board does and all that sort of stuff. Are we finished with this? Are we happy with general manager job description and a recruitment brochure? Oh, I did want to make a point. At some point, hopefully in the next few months, we are going to hire somebody. And one of the things that we don't have and have never done is train the new general manager. I don't know how we've ever gotten through what we've gotten through, considering that we don't have any kind of a process or list of things that we want them to familiarize themselves with, et cetera, et cetera. So I believe that we need to start working on that, and even if it's something as perfunctory as a list of the things that we need to start getting ready, so that when that person walks in the door, we can say, read this.
Yeah.
Start here. Understand this. And we've got to give them direction. We have to. And I really feel strongly about the fact that this is one of the ways that you start to build a relationship with the person you've hired, because you got to help them. Nobody can walk in here and just take over. And
right.
Plus, you don't want somebody to do that. And we've done that in the past. So I'm going to be really pushing for us to start putting together some kind of a training program.
And their good news is CSDA, which we've all been to CSDA, and I think they're wonderful trainings.
Yeah.
June 28th to the 30th is when their General Manager Leadership Summit is this year.
In what month?
June 28th to the 30th.
Oh, God, that would be so great if we hired somebody and we could send them.
I mean, now we have
that.
A target.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The other part of that too.
Oh, Amelia, that's great to know.
Yeah.
One of the significant weaknesses of virtually every general manager since Ed was we have absolutely no county relationship.
Mm-hmm. No county?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Planning, administration, right. All the way from
your district.
And I know them all the way from Dave DeFani to Todd Smith. These are the guys that that application that's down there. Water. Is step one in this process, and they're a little confused because it's not even usually part of the process because it's usually taken care of before the application is placed.
Right.
But everything that goes on down there that relates to us, water supply assessment, everything else, we've never had any. I have for years, for 25 years, but there's no. Real working relationship between the mm-hmm. district, and in all other cases, I mean, the county takes care of what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they basically take care of everything else, but or don't take care of it, but with the exception of the water.
Yep.
And by our choice, the garbage now. We handle our own garbage.
Right.
So anyway, that's fine.
Okay, so then we'll move this to the board. We'll move the changes to the board.
So we're going to take the revised
job description,
and we're going to take the process going forward with the recruiting agency.
With Peckham.
Okay, that's great.
Easy, perfect.
Well, I'm happy. I'm happy. That's good. Moving on to the next discussion item, which is the salary survey for non-represented employees. I mentioned to Amelia and Diane that when I read this, it was cumbersome.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start to look at something that's done by a monthly salary, and then you're over here looking at something that's a yearly salary, and one came from 2025, and then the other one came from last week, and I think we need to do a little bit better job, and I see, Diane, that you've put this HR to go monthly. Their presentation or their data next door to the district monthly yearly salary range, and that's good. But what I'm looking for, frankly, is monthly. Yearly, and making sure that everybody knows that this is pre-benefits, that this does not include the benefits. And I'm assuming that HR2Go is giving us numbers that are out there in the world, and we're comparing ourselves to that, and we come in a little low by comparison. Is that what I'm reading?
Mm-hmm. Well, no. What's really happened is that in the pay for performance manual, which governs the the non-represented staff, it requires that a salary survey be conducted within the
right.
first 3 months
that, yeah.
of every third year. And so we haven't had a salary survey since August of 2021. In early 2024, so we should have had it in 2024. The board just gave us all a 5.5% salary increase mm-hmm. for the non-represented.
Yeah.
So this is representing years, now 5 years, am I right, Travis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of our comparative districts and organizations, right, which are all spelled out in the salary survey.
Mm-hmm.
This is representing them getting raises for 5 years and us not having any. So that's why it seems like we're so low, is because
right,
we're 5 years behind the times.
Mm-hmm.
John, does that make sense? You're looking puzzled.
It does in some cases too. In the real world, the mid monthly for an IT manager,
okay,
is $10,300.
Yeah,
I mean that's. In the real world, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's just nonsense. I mean, you know, you get somebody that can maybe do an Excel spreadsheet for that kind of money, but you don't get a real IT manager for that kind of money. You don't.
Well,
I mean,
okay.
Maybe out here in the woods, you might get somebody to do it for a lot less than you would competitively in Sacramento or San Francisco, but that's not the real world.
I agree. Sadly, for us, we don't necessarily have, you know, lots of disposable income to put toward the salary situation. And so when we do the budget, my sense is that we're going to be looking at a healthy increase.
That's a good sense.
So, and I see Diane, did you do this for us?
Diane did this.
Yeah. So you did put the maximum yearly and the mm-hmm. maximum monthly, yeah, and so we do have those numbers, yeah, which makes a huge difference.
And since this has been presented, we'll post this on the website.
Can we make it bigger?
Yeah, a ton bigger.
One of the things...
And we'll also present this at the board meeting.
Yeah, one of the things in terms of for example, the general manager... I mean, we could, you know, we're giving a number to the search firm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I would be interested in based on their experience, okay, of hiring within this
area.
This area and hiring within different sets of qualifications, that they might have some input as to, you know, and I don't know what that would be. You know, you guys are ridiculously low, or mm-hmm. why are you paying that much money? Mm-hmm. The other part of that lends itself to this is despite the fact that we are what we are, you know, in the 3,000 connection range, you know, a lot of what we do here is extremely sophisticated as it relates to just
water supply,
common run-of-the-mill, stick a pipe in the lake and
mm-hmm.
suck some water.
Yeah.
It's that easy, isn't it, Travis?
You know?
Absolutely.
So that is another and the nuances of the relationship to development and, mm-hmm. and the fact that we have a single source of supply and all this stuff makes a difference.
Right.
So with that input, we might ask that question to these folks based on what you've heard now from all these directors and
mm-hmm.
you know, based on the fact that we're looking for Superman here.
Right.
You know, is this money consistent with what we're telling you?
Yeah.
Fair
agreed.
Question.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay.
So thank you for setting this up this way. Like I said, we need a little bigger, but definitely helps that you don't have to look back and front and back and front and, yeah, to get your
calculator out. You could probably put this one down below.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So if we just as an exercise, if we took the comparative, and I don't know which is the best to use, I guess, look at minimum year to minimum year. If we were to bring everybody to the level suggested by HR to go, what does that look like in terms of dollars and percentage? You know, as part of that discussion at the board, let just as a benchmark,
mm-hmm.
just an average, okay? Well, you know, they say we're here, and then Amelia says, yeah, we're here because we haven't done anything for 5 years, and that's mm-hmm. true. I'm not debating that. But what does that mean? What does that number mean? You know, what, you know, like, okay, let's just bring everybody to scale. Well, does that cost us, you know, $750,000, or what does it cost us? I don't mm-hmm. know.
And it's not just once, it's annually.
Yeah, and then the relationship, and I know Cecilia's been doing the work, because I talked to her about it,
mm-hmm.
about analyzing, you know, the fringe, and what we consider fringe and what mm-hmm. we don't.
Benefits.
And based on her analysis, you can actually forecast on an average basis what the fringe would be when you attach it, because the minute you raise the wage, the fringe goes up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those two numbers together are the real world that we have to go get the money for. So
I'll make sure that's included in
yeah,
the
and
report.
I don't, I'm not making a decision based on it, but I'd like to know what that means.
Okay.
So I guess another question for me is that if we accept or find a way to come up with HR2Go's monthly and yearly salary ranges, some of it has got to depend on how long people have been here. And
yeah, so the salary range, like a brand, you know, in theory, a brand new person who's just starting with the district is going to be...
At the beginning.
Is going to be at the beginning, minimum. Mm-hmm. Now, if they have great qualifications coming
and a
in,
lot of experience,
maybe they're going to start out between minimum and mid-range.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that they have some place to go.
Right.
It was former management's decision to start people off at the maximum range. So I don't know how many, right? Because then they have nowhere to go. Okay, so this is, you know.
Yeah, I just,
so I
wouldn't, make sure
so
that.
Like, okay, so like if you're at the maximum range now, I'm not going to say, okay, well then you're going to bump up to the new maximum, because then you don't have anywhere to go. So say, mm-hmm. for example, let's just say for fun that you're maxed out, you're making $100,000. Well, the new salary survey lets you go to $120,000. So then in my head, I'm going to say, well, I have 3 years, $20,000 divided by three, so that I would give you an equal bump every year. Travis, well, does that make sense to you?
That would only make sense if it's below the maximum 8% for the top available raise, because
yeah.
based on your evaluation, mm-hmm. it has percentages.
You can go up a maximum of 8%.
You can go up a maximum of 8%.
Okay.
Because I'm just going to use me as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My last. Evaluation, I fell within the range. I'm topped out, mm-hmm. but I fell within the range of a raise between 6.5% and 8%.
Mm-hmm.
So, going on the assumption we pass this thing,
right.
then the decision would have to be made by Amelia. Well, are we going to give him anywhere between 6.5% and 8%? And then obviously that would be what I would be paid back.
Right.
So a lot of it's going to depend on what their last annual evaluation was,
right?
Okay. To where you're going to put them, and then I wouldn't put it into 3 years. You just base on what their last evaluation is,
okay?
And then that's where.
And then the other part of that is that they don't stop there. We'll have another salary survey
in three years. Yes.
We'll have there'll be increases.
Mm-hmm.
It's highly unlikely that it's going to go down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there'll be increases. And so there will be places for people to go. It won't be just because you're getting the maximum at any given point in time. You should be getting the maximum if you're doing everything and you wear a crown and you're...
You know. I appreciate that. You heard her say that.
Yes, I'm clear on my direction.
You know, there's something that you know... I come from the other world.
Right?
I don't like that world.
Yeah, I know. I can understand why. You have your baseline that we now is X 3 years. Every 3 years
mm-hmm.
we're supposed to, and we will, do an analysis. So inside that analysis, you have steps, or whatever you want to call
yes.
them, where
mm-hmm.
if during an annual period you attain something, or do something that warrants you to increase your step inside that band,
right,
then you get that.
Right.
And along with that is and the way I kind of drew the line through the steps go up and down, and then the annual, okay, is kind of like at the end, at the beginning of a year, or typically at the end of a year, when a company evaluates, unlike us, its sales or its profit, if it, you know,
sure,
its profitability,
it awards
what it considers to be an annual increase or no increase, because you know, we had a rough year.
Mm-hmm.
Having a rough year means, you know, everybody's going to bite the bullet and nobody's going to get an annual raise. Or if we if we blew the doors off, everybody gets a lot of money. That's where...
That's
different than operating on an assumption that because the chart says I can get up to 8%, and if I'm really good, I should get all 8. That's something... And the only thing that concerns me with that, I'm not debating that we want to pay people what they're worth, but if you were to assume that that range is 6 to 8 on an annual basis,
sure,
at the end of 3 years, you have gone crazy with your salaries.
Well, that's why you have a top.
You have taken 8 and compounded it by 8 and compounded it by 8, so you're probably up at 27 or 29% over a 3-year period. And we still got 3,000 connections. You know, we haven't compensated that salary range, like in my world, with increased sales or increased profitability. We don't have that. We got a people, we raise their rates a little bit, and they pay their bill on a monthly basis. We're not selling really much of anything.
No.
So we have a standard income base that we're playing this against. And
exactly.
I don't know what, I'm not telling you I know what the answer is, but I'm telling you that if you're considering or computing, if you can attempt to do this,
I can do this,
what the impact over a 3-year period of this schedule would be, and then add in the fringe and tell us over a 3-year period what that nets out, we might find that, you know, we're going to be doing some serious Prop 218 work here.
Well, so just looking at the chief plant operator,
they'll be throwing tea in the harbor again.
The mid-range is 105. Mm-hmm. The max is 116. So 105 times 8% is 113.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the maximum range comes into play, is that, and
it's
on
under
that
max.
Third year, on that second year, if he's maxed out, I can't go. You did you know, a great job, and you're already topped out, so thank you very much, and a hearty handshake.
Yeah,
that's where the top range saves us.
That is the control of that. But where if you see these accelerated ranges, we have a min monthly on general manager of 12.9 going to 17.7.
Monthly.
Or is
right.
it? Yeah, that's right.
That's, yeah,
that's
right.
The minimum monthly.
Right.
Yeah, so... I'm just trying to get, before I would make a decision on this, I'd like to really understand what the impact of this chart really is. That's what I'm trying to say, I guess. You know, like, and again, I'm not saying that we don't do this, but
yeah, I'll have her crunch the numbers.
But I'd really like to. Okay.
Well,
you know, if we follow this to the letter, and I understand that some people will max out in year two, or they, you know. Maybe they're already maxed out based on what Mimi was giving away.
Well, no, because they can only be maxed out at the maximum year on the current.
Okay, so...
Right?
So just try and explain to us what this means.
Okay. Yeah, bigger picture.
Yeah.
The other thing to look at is HR2Go is telling us we're low. And there's reasons for that. One of them being we haven't done this since 2021. That's when we did a few things in 2021 that we don't do anymore.
Right.
Anyway, so HR2Go is giving us information based on what is average or...
Yes, there's a list of comparative organizations.
Yeah, right. That's
that are in the pay for performance manual. So they've gone down, and the whole. I mean, I'm sure. Oh, we didn't attach the whole thing.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering how if we feel okay about the information that they're giving us. In other words, if it is comparative to other situations similar to ours, and
sure.
I guess that if we can accept that, then we can look at our.
There were 11 different organizations that they're compared with, and they're local. They're of about the same size.
So I think that if we can make some statements,
okay,
giving out that information, saying, you know, this what HR is giving us is comparative information, blah 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 blah,
okay.
And also the statement about the fact that we haven't done this.
Okay.
And what financially this moving in this direction to correct what we haven't done, how the budget looks by, you know, what's that going to do to the budget? Does Cecilia have?
I'm sure she already has it.
That kind of information
sure
and stuff. So, so that
I'm
would be my.
I'm suspecting on that first pass, what you're going to see is pretty nasty.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we should be buying tea in advance before it goes in the water.
Oh, for the Prop 218 notice, I'm bracing myself for impact.
It's going to be ugly.
I understand,
but
it has to be.
That's
because the district and the community has chosen to not, you know, have rate increases that are adequate to support the infrastructure and
I did that once for a 10-year period between 2006 and 16, I think it was.
Yeah, I have it.
It netted out on an annual if you averaged it. It mm-hmm. netted out at less than 3%.
Yes.
So that's
for
the beginning of time.
Yeah. I have it in one of my notebooks. All the 218 notices for, and I used the inside the gates and I used not townhomes, but you know regular,
the residences. Yeah.
Regular.
Yeah. The majority of our ratepayers.
Yeah. And you know what I did? Actually, it was average. I took the average bill. That's what it was.
Okay.
And I comparatively went, and that was less than a 3% net increase per year over a 10-year period. So,
yeah, and that doesn't even.
It doesn't add up.
So that's kind of why I'm asking some of these questions. That, you know, all of this has got to go in there, and then when you start trying to plug in what the reserve contribution is going to be, first of all, even when it gets absorbent, you know. By community standards of 16 and 16, I mean that's, you know, pardon my expression, pissing in the ocean. I mean you're not buying a water tank with that money.
No. Or a Bactor track.
So no.
And that
I understand that.
John, you've said this in the past. We have $10 million in reserves, right?
Give or take.
That's
what she says.
That's two wells.
I know.
And this community, unfortunately, has not paid a lot of attention to that. And sadly, it's going to be a shock. But we're not going down that road that we had to go down in the past. This is reality. And we're not taking trips to Hawaii, you know. The board isn't. And we're just trying to make this happen. So I am with you, John. I'm hoping that we don't have a lot of people passing. We need some smelling salts.
I did notice that when you put something on Facebook for sale for $10, nothing happens. If you take it off there and put it on Facebook Rancho Murrieta for free, it takes about 15 minutes and
right.
it's gone.
Oh, sure.
Wow. Right. Okay. So we know what we're doing, more or less.
No, I don't. You haven't given us any direction at all.
Okay.
Would you like us to take this to the board?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Revised and updated and whatever else we have to
Got
do
it.
To
and
it.
Then we'll see what, you know, if they want to do with it. I don't know.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Directors and staff comments. I have one. Go ahead, John.
No, I have nothing.
Okay. Amelia, you gave me a copy of the September 2025 org chart. And okay. I think that's the org chart we're operating off of.
That's the newest one.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that we understand this is temporary.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't mean you, but I mean in general. And I've made some... I've taken a couple of shots at rearranging this, and one of the things that we're going to have to do before or as soon as, while, during, whatever, we hire a new person is make sure that we have the org chart the way we want it. And that would include, from my observation, that the director of finance does not do anything with admin. That has to come off of there.
Yes.
And
yeah.
And the other thing that we need to look at is when we do get up to date on the audits, how many people are we still going to need to run the department? So.
Well, yeah, she's in the process of
figuring that out.
Figuring it out.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that that's one of the things we need to look at as far as the budget and everything is concerned. How much after we get done? Who's she going to need? How many is she going to need to run the district, mm-hmm. budget-wise?
Okay.
So there's that. The IT manager, that was the other question that we've gone over a couple of times. I do believe that the IT manager should be under the supervision of the general manager. However, if there are companies that are providing IT information to us, that to me would be under the auspices of the admin manager, and the admin manager would take that information to the general manager. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay.
I think wherever, if you have outside support and inside IT support, wherever it all goes to the same place.
Okay. All right. That was just a thought process that went around in my head. But anyways, I agree that the IT manager should be under the general manager. So I just wanted to make sure that we don't forget where we're going with this.
Oh, we won't.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
John?
Not for me.
Okay. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
10:42.